counting your freckles today.
No microphones. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Let's stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. The first purpose of the meeting, we had a public hearing in June. And at that public hearing, we considered a number of recommendations made by our zoning commission for changes to the township zoning resolution. There were 11 of them, and 8 of them were approved, and 3, we didn't end up taking a vote because they either died for lack of a second or they did not receive a motion at all. And the director of the Planning Commission contacted us and said his interpretation of Ohio Revised Code was that he felt we had to have a motion and a second and then vote. And I read the law. I feel like we took an action and that by default we did deny those 3. However, I don't have a problem with us getting together and reconsidering it the way he was asking us to. So there were 3 elements that were to be considered. The first one that of the 3 that were essentially denied. One was 1605E. It changed the minimum side yard clearances on lots that are less than 1.5 acres, less than 150 feet in width, maybe 20 feet from this. It changed basically, if you have an accessory building, how far it needs to be from the side lots. And the rear, I think, also? Yes. So I move that we approve section 1605E as recommended by the Zoning Commission. Is there a second?
Second.
Linda Burhoney?
No.
Rich Van Pelt?
No.
Roy Gregg?
No.
The second element that we needed to reconsider was 16.05F. The total square footage of any attached accessory buildings on a lot shall not exceed the square footage of the living area on the ground floor level of the dwelling unit on the lot, but shall also not exceed the maximums permitted above in section 1605D, which I did not have with me at that time. I do have a copy of it here if anybody wants to see it. And I think the intention there was to limit the size of attached accessory buildings to something felt to be reasonable and also consistent with an unattached accessory building. So I move that we approve 1605F. Is there a second?
Second.
Would you please call the roll?
Linda Burhoney?
No.
Rich Van Pelt?
Yes.
Roy Gregg?
No.
The third element that we were asked to consider had to do with changing the side yard clearances and the minimum rear yard clearance. For our minimum side yard, it was from 20 to 30, and minimum rear yard from 20 to 50 feet.
What was, can you just say that number again?
I think it's table 16.1 from that section, from
Thank
section
you.
16 of the zoning regulation.
Thank you.
I move we approve the suggested changes for minimum side yard setback and minimum rear yard setbacks. Is there a second?
Second.
Who said that?
Rich.
I'm sorry.
Before we call the vote, I just want to say that the reason that I am voting no on this is because I feel that the current setbacks we have served Leroy well for many years, and I don't feel like there's a compelling reason to change them. So you can call the roll unless anybody has any other comments. Would you call the
Linda
roll?
Linda Burhoney?
No.
Rich Van Pelt?
No.
Roy Gregg?
No.
But I still want to express my appreciation for the work that was done by the Zoning Commission and the help that we received from the Planning Commission, and look forward to many more cool things that we can do together. The other thing we needed to consider this evening, we
want to take good care of the things in Leroy that belong to the people. And I feel there's been a lot of fairly severe deferred maintenance around here, which is why I wanted there to be a facilities element to our responsibilities. And as part of that, one of the things we've taken a look at is the condition of the bleachers at the softball fields, because that is a place, one of the few places where our community gathers. I mean, this evening, they're out there. And some of them are splintered and warped and
broken.
And I was here walking around one day, and I ran into a guy they had hired to help with coming back to stain the benches that they did last year.
The team benches.
Yeah, and I got to talking to him and eventually asked him for a quote for repairing them, and we got a quote from him. And then Roy went and got another quote from a different guy, and it was we chose the most attractive quote, and we're going to be splitting the cost of that. So half of it is going to be paid for by the softball people. They're going to do $3,000, and $3,000 is going to come from the facilities line item of the budget, and we're going to get those. And I don't know, Roy, do you want to give some detail about that at all, about what exactly he's going to be doing?
He is going, we talked, your guy was going to cut off the bolts and replace some of the ports. My guy's replacing all of them. And it's going to start this week, and it was basically half price.
And the reason that I wanted to talk about that today is because we're not having another meeting for 2 weeks, and I don't have authority over my line item to spend more than $1,000. So I just wanted to make sure you guys are okay with us spending this money in that way.
I think in the long term, though, I mean, you really need to... They're looking at replacing those with the aluminum ones.
I understand that, but...
You know, one at a time or something, you know.
And that's fine, but for now, I don't want kids getting splinters in their backsides,
right.
So...
This is all treated lumber, so...
Yeah, some of them are going to replace, and some of them are just going to flip over.
Yeah.
Are they all getting replaced, or is he just flipping...
No, some of these are getting replaced, and some...
Okay.
But there's quite a few that are... either badly splintered or broken.
Okay.
Cracked.
Will they all eventually then get painted? If you're
next year, they'll have to be.
Because the new ones you can't do until like September. With treated lumber.
Okay.
You have to let all the stuff bake out of them.
You know what happens when you come 5 minutes late? You miss the whole meeting. Because we're done.
Done? Okay.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything they want to ask us about, talk about? Well, I don't think we need a vote, do we?
I make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we...
spend $3,000 toward these repairs.
Splitting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Linda Berhenny?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gregg?
Aye.
Thank you.
That's for all the wooden bleachers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think...
Not footboards, just where they sit.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
But we're going to hang...
Yes, but some of the ones where they sit...
Right. Oh. Well, that's why he went to Manor... he went to Manor Lumber yesterday to took out good boards.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're going to hang on to some of the good ones because they could be reused as footboards or whatever.
Oh, all right.
Once
those are painted, we'll check all our boxes safety-wise out there for them.
Well, not quite all boxes.
No, we don't have the handrails they wanted.
If you replace them, you have to do handrails. Right now, we've kind of been grandfathered in with these.
Well, I won't tell them if you don't.
Really replace the bleachers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not replacing the bleachers, we're just replacing them.
Right.
The other thing is the slide.
That's so sad.
So there's a hole in the circular slide over there that a kid could catch his finger at. I put some heavy, heavy tape on it, and someone pulled it off.
Because we can't have nice things.
Right. So I don't know if somebody dropped something on it, threw something at it, whatever, but there's a hole.
It's up inside. I don't know how they made
a
hole there.
So I contacted, Vicki was good enough to get me the number for the company. I contacted them, and I got a quote to replace that circular slide.
You don't want to hear
anybody want to guess what it costs to replace the slide?
$5,000.
5,000?
I wish.
13,700 and something.
Can't they just catch it?
When I saw that, I thought that was the whole system.
Do we have any other options? How about a straight slide? That was $6,600 and change.
Yeah.
I said, any way to patch this? Nope, no way to patch it. So I have found another place that has a slide like that, but I have to find out if it will attach.
If the specs meet.
Right,
yeah.
And it has the center pole that it sits on and everything, but I have to dig into that one a little bit. But yeah, I thought we were buying the whole thing too for $13,700 and something.
So worst case, if you can't replace that slide,
we block it off.
You put a safety bar and put in like another, like, you know, those little
bouncy
things. Right,
or a climbing ladder or
something.
I mean, it's got to be something cheaper than $13,000.
Yeah, you know, those things that they sit on with the springs that go back and forth.
Right.
The last time I let one of my children ride on one of those, it was at AMLA that long ago, and there was a bee's nest in the base. And I was sitting 200 feet away reading a book because taking kids to playgrounds is boring. And she's like 3 or 4 years old, and all of a sudden she is screaming and running as fast, and I'm running, and then she got stung like 5 or 6 times, so I don't want any of those. I have sad, traumatic memories. Can I ask you something? I shouldn't, because that's not what the subject of this meeting is. But the railing for the ramp at the town hall, by my understanding, we have to get that done before she can go after fixing those doors
correct.
For us.
Josh Krieger is doing it. After the last meeting, I called him that night when I left here. He had forgotten about it. He is busy up until the 4th. He's supposed to be looking at it next week.
Okay,
and
great.
Get started on it. And because until the handrail is done where it mounts to the building, they don't know where to put the...
I know, that's what we're kind of waiting for. And I was told by Sarah that you have a solution for the issue at the base of that ramp.
Yeah, we're going to come up with something. I don't know, we're going to pour concrete or something. Originally, I talked to Rick about pouring concrete, and he was like, no. He said, I had it all
set up
last year and formed and everything, and then it got... He was a little...
Kiboshed.
He was a little cranky.
I recall because I had the same conversation with him.
But then he changed his mind. He says, we'll pour a little thing down at the bottom.
Okay, I just felt bad that Frank had a hard time getting into the building because it was not finished.
Yep.
So, okay.
Okay.
I was doing some research today about our grant that we received and what the time frame might be, and it would be helpful if we could have a discussion. I feel like even a town hall meeting to have a general discussion about what do you guys want to get out of this? And can we get enough volunteer labor that we can use the money for materials?
Can we use volunteer?
Yes. We don't. If we use paid labor, we're going to have to pay prevailing wage, and you might as well kiss half that money goodbye.
Yeah.
But I actually had an email exchange with a lady at ODNR, and she's like, there's nothing in the grant that says you can't use volunteer labor.
So we could just use it for material.
Theoretically, yes.
If we can get the volunteers.
If what?
Well, and that's the point of the town hall meeting.
If we can get the volunteers.
To let people know of the need. But Leroy shows up.
Yeah.
Right, let's see,
they do.
You know, what they want. I agree.
But the point I'm making is that we need to put together some sort of a proposed, how much is everything going to cost, because we're going to have to sign a grant agreement at some point, probably in the fall.
Oh, not till now?
Yes.
So
we're not going to do anything till next year.
Next year. Okay. So
and it is on a reimbursement basis.
Okay.
It's time to decide what you want to do.
Yes, but part of signing the grant agreement is going to involve having here's what our plans are, here's what we think it's going to cost. So we need to have these discussions now, if we can.
Before fall.
Well, yeah. That's now. It's already July.
No, I mean, if we have to sign for it in the fall, then we need to have a plan before then.
Correct. So just so you can start thinking about it. Anybody have any questions or comments about anything? Go ahead.
town hall door as well.
That's what we were just talking about.
The railing has to go in first.
No, but the, remember I had to go to my car and get, so we could pull the pins down?
Yes, we're waiting for the handrail to get on so we can mount the button, and then Vicki, because she helped us with these and knows all about them, is going to help us with those. We are going to address it.
You're the expert.
Sorry.
Well, a Santee was scheduled to come out on Wednesday, tomorrow, and then we canceled them because...
We're just not ready.
Right.
But in a week or so, maybe.
That's fine. I'll call them back when someone says, hey, we're good to go.
Okay. Super. All right. Anybody have anything else? Thank you all for showing up. This is really cool. I move we adjourn.
Yes.
Nope.
Congratulations to the rec board. They did a fantastic job.
Yes, they did.
This weekend. And there was a few snafus, but whatever.
I showed up here at 1 o'clock and I thought Brandy's hair was burning off of her head because we found out in that moment that we had no security. And she had signed for the insurance coverage for the fireworks that we were going to have security. And so thank you to Roy for jumping in.
Roy
and
saved the day.
Yep, because he knows people who like him. He made some calls, and we got a recommendation for a private firm who cost about the same as a couple sheriffs would have been anyway. And they looked so official when they showed up.
They did.
Very official vehicles, very official outfits. They even said lieutenant.
They were so kind, too. They were really nice.
And how did we, because they were trying to get the sheriff's department, how many hours were they looking to do?
I cannot.
The sheriffs were going to be from 2 to 11, is at least, or from 2 to 10 maybe. It was either 10 or 11 at night. But it was going to be from 2 p.m. until then.
What? Two deputies?
Two deputies. Because that's what I had originally asked, and then that's what I put on our insurance application.
The rider for the fireworks.
For the fireworks. But that was originally it. From 2 until, I can't remember, 10 to 11. I could go look it up.
Right.
And then it was for two deputies.
Yeah, because I was talking to, I went to graduation party Sunday, I was talking to the retired sheriff, and he said a lot of them aren't signing up now because it's only a couple hours at the $50 an hour, and so it's $100 to blow their day.
Sure.
So I wondered how long we had asked.
It was a good chunk of time.
Okay.
In the meantime, Lexi was also on the phone with our insurance agent and our OTARMA, the actual...
Yeah. On a Saturday.
On
they
a
were
Saturday,
awesome.
Yes. To get special permission to have the fireworks anyway, and they decided they would sign off on that, send us an email.
I did get
and,
it in writing before the fireworks.
Not charge us extra for not having the security. Because in reality, we had the fire guys.
Right.
EMS is here.
Yeah, that's part of it. You have to have that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what sheriff's. What's that?
We scrambled, but it worked.
Oh, my gosh. It was quite a scramble for a little while. We didn't have anybody to shut off the road, so I was going to have to go park my car on one road and stand in the other one in a yellow vest saying stop. But the fire guys jumped in and got it done. And
State Highway Patrol did send one person. Right. It went really well.
I think a good time was had by all.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent job. So if anyone's here from the rec board... Kudos.
Or would like to join.
Yeah.
We can always use more people. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Made a motion.
I think I made a motion to adjourn.
I seconded it.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have to poll the vote? Yeah. Okay. Done.
Aye.